Only he takes out both of them. That you can't be, there's no mitzvah smicha on a guy's korban, and there's no mitzvah smicha on your friend's korban. So yain silay trei, there were two other words korbanah left over. It says three times the word korbanah. So two are left over. Chad is korbanah le korbanah. One is to be contributed to dashin, only yours and not your father's. The yidach, the third one is telling us the rab is kol bali chervim le smicha, that everybody that's a shutif in this korban has to make his own smicha. That's Rabbi Yehuda made would agree to this drasha also. Now the Gemara is though, Rabbi Yehuda, hi homer yomim ayoved lei. Rabbi Yehuda, just like by smicha, a yerush does not make smicha, by tumur also not. So the question is, what does he do with the words homer yomer, which is mashma, tumur applies to everything, even to a yerush. So one says, no. Mi boile, Rabbi Yehuda uses this word, homer yomim, mi boile, he needs mi boile, le rabbi says isha, that an isha could also make tumur on her own korban. If an isha brings a korban, she can make tumur on it. Why? The tani would learn like this. But without the extra pasuk, I would have thought no. Why? If we should call in your name of lashon zocher, and though pasuk of tumura, it's all said in lashon zocher. If so, ma'aseh fina l'rabbi says isha. How do I know to include that an isha, if she has her own korban, how do I know to say that she could make tumura? It's chal b'tumura. On this tamalom, the pasuk says, an extra posit to mean even an isha could also make tamura. The dik is only an isha and not a yerush. For the gemara of rabbanim, like how do they know to go so far even a yerush? Maybe it's only an isha. For rabbanim mivim, they have two drushes. It says mivim homer yomer. So from the vav they dash and from the word homer yomer, they make two drushes. For Rabbi Yehuda vim ledar, he doesn't dash in the vav. Yo, that's urcha de kro. So if you don't use it, the rabbi says to isha. The Rabbanan hold no, both can make tumura, both an isha and a yerush. Now again, another mission we have in Sukkah is Hakil Chayovim B'Sukkah. Everybody's chayiv in the mitzvah Sukkah. So the question is, Lasu Yemai, what does it come to include? So where it says, Lasu Yekotan Sheinatarach Limai. If you have a kid that does not need his mother anymore, so that's Chalachiyach Mitzvah Chinuch, then your son should also eat in the Sukkah. Rashi says, Sheinatarach Limai means the first Masech the Sukkah. Shania Mishnosai Vienna Karima, he wakes up, he doesn't call Mama. If he doesn't call Mama when he wakes up, he doesn't start crying for Bati right away, so that's called Ein Tzorach Limai. Titnan Glan like this, the Gemara says. Koton Shein Tzorach Limai, a kid that does not need his mother, so then Chai B'Sukkah, he has a mitzvah chinuch to bring him into the Sukkah, she's in the Sukkah. So that's what Akril Chiyav Masukkah means, a mitzvah chinuch on your son, once he's old enough that he wakes up, he doesn't call his mama. Could be 6 or 7 years old already. Right, Akol Chayavim B'Lulav. There's all the lashon. Everybody's chayav to take a lulav. Lasu, you might want to come to include. Lasu, again, Kotan Hayidei Lananeya. A Kotan that's old enough that he knows how to shake the lulav. He came with a Chiyav Chinuch, therefore he has to have a lulav. This name will learn like this. Kotan Hayidei Lananeya. If you have a boy that knows how to shake the lulav, sechayib lulav. But if he doesn't know how to shake it yet, so there's no mitzvah to give him a lulav. Another Mishnah says, Hakol chayivim b'tzitzis. Everybody's chayiv to wear tzitzis. So again, lasu yamayim, what does it come to include? But again, lasu yakotan haydei lesatev. A kotan that knows how to wear his tzitzis, knows how to put on clothing. He's going to know how to keep two strings in the front, two in the back. He knows lesatev, sees chayiv b'tzitzis. The Tanya will learn like this. Kotan haydei lesatev. A kotan knows how to wear a tzitzis. Yes. Or at least here it's mashrim more than just tamur, it's mashrim to make a tifa. A tifa is where we first put on our talis, we wrap it around the head. Like Tais says, the Yedei L'Sataif, Tais says, Mishum Dema B'mei Kotin, Kol Atifa, Shene Katifa, Shishmei L'mein Atifa. If you don't wear it, wrap it around your head, the way the Arabs do, it's not called an Atifa. Shem Atifa and Talis Samad Ashtvofim, they bring the talis down until the lips, as that's the mitra, in the Medrash. So we hear it's mashrim that your kid has now to make an ituf. Had a wrap around the talis that we put on the talis godol, that's when you put on the tzitzis on him. So Rashi says the mitzvasi b'stilik echad she'asa Rabbi Yosef she'nosa in tzitzis echad l'fona v'yechad l'achur v'yimin chen l'smoel. So the ma'aser that we now know of this, that we hold that our talis kotem that we wear, we don't have to do a ma'aser ituf. So we hold what we yotza the mitzvah just from putting it on. If our talis cotton, there the chiv would be even by as long as the kid knows how to put on his tzitzis. Yeah, for talis gadol, you have to know how to make a nitif. But for our talis katan, you don't really need a nitif. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Then the Mishnah says, "Hakel chayyavim betul ever good wear tefillin." Again, lasu must come to include lasu yinai. Again, lasu yekotin haydei lishma tefillin. Our kohen knows how to watch his tefillin. So, boshadi watching means you're not to wear it beguf noki. You're not going to let out wind when you're wearing it. Mora says, "Now, my, what does it mean to say lasu yekotin haydei lishma tefillin? What does it mean to say a kohen knows how to watch his tefillin?" The tiny will not like this. Kotin haydei lishma tefillin. Once the kohen's old enough, so he knows how to watch himself, to keep himself clean, then Oviv Alakech let film, then the father has to buy and film out the mitzvah chinuch. Another Mishnah says in Chagiga, Hakel Chayavim Beriah, everybody's mechuyiv on Oila Regalzain and Yom Tif to go up and to bring a korban Oila. Chayav Beriah, it's a korban Oila. Lasuya, my words have come to include, it comes Lasuya Misha Chetzev Eved, the Chetzev Ben Chorin. Somebody that was an Eved, let's say two Shutzim owned an Eved, an Eved Kenani, and one shut to freedom. So he's called the Chatzi Eved, he's still an Eved for the other half, but half of him is freed. They say, what, even this person also has a chiv to bring an Elish Riyah. Rashi says, Abel Eved, if he would have been an Eved Gomri, he's part of the Chsit Apostle as Pnei Yodin Hashem. Mishen Le Yodin Elohu. You have to go Oil Regal only if you have no other Odin, only Hashem. But if you're an Eved, you don't have to go up. But a Chatzi Eved, since half of him is free, like his tzad, his half that's freed, has to go up. Yeah. For the more now, Ravina, but according to Ravina, she the Yom that he says, no, Misha Chetzev Eved v'Chetzev Ben Chorin Potem Neriya. He holds a Chatzi Eved, Chaz Mashiv, is Potem Neriya. If so, what does it come to include then? HaKoch Yom Briya? Is Lasuya Chigur B'Yom Rishon, a person that was lame, a hunchback, on the first day of Yom Tif, v'nispashet b'yom sheni, but he became well again on the second day. So even though the first day couldn't go up to be on the regal, but now that he's well on the second day, he has to go up. The Rashi says chigur is potter minaria. The regalim ksiv prat labalik kabayim is yet able to walk on your own feet, not even need a cane or something. So what the chiddush here is that even though the first day you are potter, but now the second day you become well, you still have to go on the regal. So Mora said, that's a machlokes. Hanich leman diyom akulin tashlumim zeh lezeh. That every day is a makeup for itself. So even though the first day you were not fit, but now the second day of Yom Tov, if you become fit, you have to go up. Vadeh leman diyom akulin tashlumim l'risha. And the pshat is no. Vike chiv on the regular is told on the first day of Yom Tov. That's the chiv upon you. And if you are mechuyiv on the first day, and something happened, you did not go up, you could make up for it the next day. But according to this man diyom, if you were potter the first day, there's no in you to make up for it. So if you were lame the first day that you were potter from going up, even if you become well later, you don't have to go up. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, Lasuye hakel chayovim b'riya? So when it says, Lasuye, where's Lasuye, more than Lasuye mai, Lasuye suma biyachas mienuf. Person is blind in just one of his eyes. Or the loki atana, not like this time, the tani, but not like this. Yochanan ben Haboy Yoma. Yochanan ben Haboy says, Mishum Reb Yehuda, name of Reb Yehuda, Suma biyachas miena potter minariya. If somebody is blind even in just one eye, he's also potter from this mitzvah's oile regel, or to bring a korban. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Yeiro Yeiro, like Rashi says, Yeiro Ksiv. The Karinim, we read it, Yeiro Eh. Kederach Shakarish Baruch Hu Bo Lirois Oisach, Vu Sholem Mishteinayim, That's our drasha. Again, the Gemara says, Shneimer says, Yeiro Yeiro means Kederach Shabolu. Same like a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to see you, like he sees you. Hashem is a Shalom. There's two eyes, like Kach Boli Rois. We have to come to see Hashem also with our two eyes. So Ma Lirois Bishtei Einov, just like Hashem sees us with his two eyes, Af Lirois also Bishtei Einov. You only have to go up if you have two eyes. So kiss when our Mishnah says over the Hakochi of Maria, it means not like that Mandiyama. But even though you don't have two eyes, you only have one eye, still you have a chiv to be on the regal. Yeah. So your boy Yisrael tells could be like this. Your boy Yisrael, if you want to tell you, Liyanim really know. The Mishnah could go according to everybody. and really is going about la suya misa chetzet eved v'chetzet ben chayrin. So the Mishnah comes to include somebody that a half of an eved, still since half of him is free already, he has to be on a regal. Ah, you had a question of a kashla of the Ravina. Ravina says no, a chatzi eved is still potter to be on a regal. So yes, you know, la kashya. Kan the Mishnah Rishayna, kan the Mishnah Achrayna. Rome was during the first Mishnah. Rashi says it means before Beis Hillel was Chayzer. And our Mishnah there in Chagiga is going after Beis Hillel was Chayzer. What does that mean? It's not, not like this. Misha Chetziv Eved V'Chetziv Ben Chorin. You have somebody that's half free and half an Eved. So Lachur is, Oivet is Rabbi Yemechot, he remains that way. And he has to be divided up that one day he works for his master. The Yechot Asatzma, one day he's free, works for himself. One day works for himself. Different Beis Hillel. This is where Beis Hillel holds at the beginning. On this, no. Omer Lam B'Shem, Hashem said back, no. Tikantem is Rabbi. Very good. You fixed up your Rabbi. That's nice in your Rabbi's part now. Your master, like he'll work for you one day. Very good. He'll have you one day. But V'yasatzma let Tikantem. You didn't fix up yourself. Like we can't let you stay this way. Achatziyev and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Why? Lisa Shivchen Yochel. If you would have been a complete Eved, so good. The master can give you a Shivchen. You can still have children. But now that you're here free, we can't give you a Shivchen to live with. Because, why? Bas Chayrin, the free person, and Yochel, you are Bas Chayrin. Oh, no. Lisa Shivchen Yochel. You can't marry a Shivchen because half of you is free. I, Bas Chayrin, so let's give you a regular Bas Yisrael. Also, and Yochel, we can't give you because half of you is an Eved. So now that you're half Eved and half Bas Chayrin, Ben Chayrin, you can't get married at all. And so, B'Shamay's Taino, Yevatel, should you remain not married without having children, I've Haloyla Nivroyla Melala Piryavrivia. The world was only created to have children. So how could we let this person stay without having children? She now in the Pasuk says, Loisayav Roil, Hashem is Yitzhara. Hashem doesn't want the world to be empty and ledic. Wants to be Hashem, people should be living here. So Marian says, Kveshami holds, Elam if Naitikun Elam, Midirabon will make a takon here, that Kaifenes Rabbi, we force this master that still owns him halfway, for Yoisayse Ben Chayrin, that you have to free him and make him a complete Ben Chayrin. And now he'll be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. Are you losing out on money? For Kaysev Shtar Achatzi Dom of Enech Nami, he'll make a Shtar Eschaivis. Like the Sevet is going to owe you the money. Whenever he gets around to it, he'll pay you back. But we are Mechayiv the Master to free him right now. That's Beis Shammai's Taino. So at the beginning, Beis Hillel argued on him. The Gemara says, though, what happened was, for Chazu later on, Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel was Chayzer, and he also agreed to Beis Shammai. So Pshan, the Mishnah in the Chagiga that says, HaKoch Yovim Beria, which means to include even a Chatzi Yeved, goes according to the Maskana, that after Beis Hillel was Chayzer, so now even though he's a Chatzi Yeved, still he has the Chiyah to be on the regal. But the Pshat is, he's not considered like an Eved, because there's a mitzvah for his master to free him. It's like, for sure he'll be freed. So therefore, even right now, we consider him like he's a free, and therefore he has a Chiyah to be oil at regal. Yeah. The Rashi says, Avalacha shechozul hoydes hoydel b'yodein l'shachroi, since it's up to us, Bezin, to force the master to free him, ke meshuchadami, we consider as if the Ev is freed already. Shein reshus rabbi alov, it's not called the Odin, has power over him. And v'loi kirinu, we don't call him Odin achar. Therefore, and the Mishnah Chagig goes according to the Mishnah Achreino, that he's not considered an Eved anymore. And therefore, he has the chiyuv to be oila regal. That's a big korban oila. Yeah. The other one says, another Mishnah says, HaKoyo Chiyuvim B'Tekiyah Shofar. Rosh Hashanah also brought down, everybody has chiyuv to blow, to hear the shofar. Yeah, I guess the word says also, HaKoyo Chiyuvim B'Tekiyah Shofar. The question is, Lassu Yimai, what does it come to include? Like Pshita. Mara says, Lassu Yimai comes to include, Kotin Shigiyah L'Chinuch, Enich Nami, even your kid also has to hear the shofar. That now we learn like this. We don't stop a kid from blowing the shofar on Yomtif. As he says, when he's six, a krasheva yeh chadama kvatesha, right here. So kid saying, Mark, we don't stop a kid from blowing the shofar, the pshat is, because he's in the mitzvah. Yeah. And the reason why, like, we let him do it, because he's a gil chinuch, and he's in the parasha of the mitzvah. So therefore, we let him blow. So kid said, that's included. Kon shegil chinuch, He also has the chiyuv to hear the shofar. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakol chiyuv b'mikra megillah." Everybody is mechuyev to hear the megillah on Purim. So again, Hakol, and also says, "Hakol k'shem likus as a megillah." Everybody is kosher even to read the megillah. So as soon you might.